Now, in this text, you may not have seen it, but in my study of this, sharing it, first time kind of seeing this thought, I want you to know there's something being cleverly shared with us in John 18, in the arrest of Jesus Christ. See, he's in control. He's got the power. Judas shows up, and he thinks he's in control. He gets this band of soldiers. They have lanterns, weapons, torches. And the thought is that they're going into the Garden of Gethsemane and Jesus is going to be hiding somewhere. So they've got these torches and they can search him out and find him wherever he may be. And they come upon Jesus, and Jesus initiates the action here in John's gospel because he's in charge. No other human being in the history of earth, when they're arrested, takes charge except Jesus. He takes charge, asks the question, whom do you seek? And the crowd answers, we're seeking Jesus of Nazareth. Now, if I'm in Jesus' shoes, put yourself in Jesus' shoes, I think what I would say with 650 soldiers coming at me, I would say, hey, I saw him and he went way off in that direction. Like about an hour ago, follow that trail way out of town. Or I'd say, Jesus, I never heard of that guy. That's it. Like, if Jesus was, thinking that way, that's where I would go. That's how twisted my head is. You know what Jesus says? Steps forward. He's in charge of the arrest. Nobody else. I am he. There's another little detail that's really interesting. Notice that they bow down, 650 people, to Jesus Christ. Crazy. There's another little detail here. Do you notice Judas doesn't kiss Jesus? That little detail is talked about in Matthew and Luke's gospel. Judas gets together with these officials and he says, the person that I'm going to kiss, that's the guy to arrest. John's gospel doesn't mention that detail. I'd like to suggest that did happen. But John's gospel is presenting to us someone who's in charge of his own arrest. Jesus is voluntarily moving forward. Judas and this crowd, they're not in control. Jesus is. And so to top it off, when Malchus has his ear cut off, Jesus shows his power and puts it back on and restores it fully. This is the last miracle of Jesus before dying on the cross. And I have to say in that moment that both Malchus and Peter realized they had gotten it wrong. The power wasn't with the crowd. The power was with Jesus. And if you're on his side, you win. I'm worried or concerned that too often when we're stressed and we have trouble and sorrow in our lives, we tend to try to take control, right? And take power into our own hands. Psychology actually teaches us to do that. I came across a study of soldiers that were in World War II. Psychologists took a look at two kinds of soldiers in World War II after 60 days. Those were on the ground troops, and also fighter pilots. And they studied how anxious they were after 60 days of battle. Probably doesn't surprise you, but after 60 days of battle on the ground troops, their anxiety levels were through the roof. Makes sense. But the fighter pilots, 93% of them in the study in World War II, 93% of them were happy and at peace. Why? They had their hands on the throttle. They were in control. And the ground troops, they didn't know what was going to come 5 minutes or an hour down the road. And so the thought is, take control and you'll be okay. Another study suggests take control. This is a funny one I heard. German researchers discovered that in a traffic jam, we are 3 times more likely to experience a heart attack. Does that relate to anyone here? Hey, you know what? And we don't need to hear that. We drive I-5. We know how that works. And if you're like me, and you're in a traffic jam, you try to take control, don't you? Try to find a route on 99 somehow, you know. We take control. We do it in broken relationships. I got to take control and manage it myself. We do it in the trouble that we hear from somebody else. I got to take control and fix it. We do it when all sorts of news is shared that isn't so healthy for us. We try to take control. Brothers and sisters in Christ, taking control does not work. Ultimately won't work. Because there is something in our lives that is more powerful and bigger that will crush us at some point. There's something that we can do. I'm going to suggest today, lose control, but recognize that Jesus is on your team. You know, Jesus was in control of his own arrest. Have you ever known anyone that has done that? And Jesus was actually in control when he was on the cross. Jesus shares in John chapter 10, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down on my accord." And we read that in John 10 verse 18 and think, what is he talking about? He was talking about the cross. That he would be in control and voluntarily die for us. Matthew's gospel says that on the cross, Jesus Christ could have called 12 legions of angels. Let's do the math. 72,000 angels. And he didn't do it because he had the power in his hands to overcome. Friends, Jesus wants to use his power on your behalf to take on your struggle, to take on what is causing anxiety in your life. Don't do it alone. That's why we sang the song, what a friend we have in Jesus. Did you hear? All my sins and griefs to bear, you're strong enough. And friends, can Jesus give it to you? Will Jesus give you that power to take it on? Let's close with that thought. Can Jesus give the power to take it on? Whenever we have sports camps in our family, which is that oftentimes happens, we're given a packet of papers to fill out, as any parents do when they participate in some activity, and you fill out a bunch of information. And there's one question that's bigger than all of them, and the question is this: who takes responsibility for this child, right? So when I get to that question, I write, Alicia Lucky. Yeah. If the child breaks their arm, if they have an accident, who's going to take responsibility? Someone has to do it. The child can't. Someone's got to do it. Hey, friends, Jesus assigned your paperwork. In the waters of baptism, not opinion, fact, he signed the paperwork to say that he'll take responsibility for you. He loves you. He's responsible. Crazy thought. You're not. You can't get to heaven on your own. He takes responsibility for your ride to heaven. Does that calm you? It calms me. So the next time you feel out of control, it's okay. Or powerless. It's okay. Just don't do two things. Don't give up. Find a friend here at church. And secondly, don't grasp for more power and take control. Jesus, the good shepherd's in control. He's taken responsibility for you. And I have to think that was the message Malchus learned when his ear was cut off. Let that be a message we hold on to tightly as well. Jesus is in control. He wants to use his power on your behalf to take on every struggle you have. Amen.